products available.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Thank you, one and all. Gratitude, much gratitude this holiday weekend for your, what? Your listening patronage? for your inspiring me to continue on with this message here on the Robert Scott Bell Show of Health Freedom. Liberty on the line, of course. We talk about the physiological health, emotional health, mental, political, economic, spiritual. Oh, my gosh, it's all in play here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can dial in for the next hour at 800-259-5791 if you're listening live. 800-259-5791. If you are catching this in replay, rebroadcast later on, you can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. This hour, rocking the health world. Bill Stanton, we plan to have him back on board. We're going to talk about all things healthy and nutritional. And, of course, your emails, your questions, your Facebook. I've got some. In fact, I'm going to kick it in with a Facebook question on acne and also an email question on nebulizing silver hydrosol. In fact, this was an interesting one. You know how you appear, it used to be if you missed a show, right, you were hosed. There was no way, way back before the internet and YouTube and podcasts and all that, if you missed it, oh my gosh, you were SOL. Nowadays, things from years ago you'll find on the web and you can listen to it and amazingly it has a life that it couldn't have, perpetually like it does now. And, of course, the things I talk about here don't expire. They don't ever go bad because the information is just that good. What can I do? I am honoring that, you know, that part of creation or creation itself so we can bring things that don't expire. And I got a message from a guy named Nathan. He writes me, he says, "Hi there, I was listening to you on the Kevin Trudeau show." Now, it's been a couple of years at least since I've been on Kevin Trudeau's show, but it's like it was yesterday for him. This is great. And you mentioned if that were one were to nebulize silver hydrosol, that it would kill off any bacteria or virus. Question, is it really safe to breathe in nebulized silver hydrosol? Well, first question, do you really have a bioactive form of a silver hydrosol? Because there are marketers that may or may not have what you need. So you want to look to see that what you're utilizing is truly that there's verified and validated. Then you've got a safe, low, but active concentration of silver that is isolated and active in a pharmaceutical-grade purified water. Now, if you were to put that in a nebulizer by itself, then it would, you know, basically put it into a vaporous state that would be safe for inhalation. What does silver do in the lungs or anywhere that it's, you know, coming into contact? If it comes into contact with a virus, it stops the virus from replicating. If it comes into contact with a bacteria, it basically disrupts the membrane integrity of that bacteria. And if it doesn't outright destroy it then and there, it literally allows your own body to come in and sweep it up with your white blood cells that are potentiated, enhanced by the presence of the silver hydrosol due to the oxygenation of what? Your B lymphocytes, your white blood cells. And in this way, your white blood cells, your own immune cells, will produce reactive oxygen species, ROS, that will take care of this, much like it is designed by God to do. So silver is only enhancing your immune system as well as basically, I wouldn't say replacing it, but certainly reducing the burden on it. Now, in addition, it reduces inflammation of cells, tissue that has been damaged due to the infection process. and you're just wanting to get it into a place that you need it. That's targeting the point of foci. Nathan asks, would it be much better than breathing in tea tree oil? Well, you could, because he says he has cystic fibrosis, and he grows Pseudomonas aeruginosa. If I said that right, I apologize. There's a lot of ways to say Latin in my lungs. That's what he has, Pseudomonas in his lungs. He boils water, puts a drop of the tea tree oil, and then breathes it in. Now, that's better than not doing anything, but it's not as efficient as nebulizing the silver into the lungs in this way. He asked, would you think that silver hydrosol would be an even better option? Yes, I say it would be. I'm not saying that what you're doing with the tea tree oil is bad, because that's very helpful as well, but it won't be as efficient to get it into a place where you need it to go. Since you already have a nebulizer, according to this email, Nathan, and you use it with other medicines, you make sure you clean it out before you put something like silver hydrosol in it, because you're producing a lot of mucus, and that's your body's way of detoxifying from the lungs. And by the way, last hour you heard me talking with Chris Barr about selenium increases and glutathione increases with the One World Whey protein, right? The reason for that is that, you know, the lung tissue needs an inordinate amount of glutathione to detox the cells there, which you don't probably have enough glutathione produced, and this is part of the reason why the cystic fibrosis may be exacerbated. So if I were in your situation, would I use silver hydrosol? Yes, I don't see a downside there, except that you want to make sure you have adequate selenium and glutathione production, which is what we discussed last hour. And you are very welcome for that, Nate. I'm glad that you wrote in, and I'm glad that you listened to an old show, an interview of mine. Those of you who are now getting plugged into my appearance on the Alex Jones Show from earlier in the last week with Mike Adams. You know, these are things that will keep giving the gift of healing long after they originally air, and I'm grateful, absolutely grateful for that. Now, I had another email question as we start the day. Actually, this one came through Facebook. This is an interesting one because it relates to, of course, acne. Acne is annoying. It's usually not life-threatening, but there are situations that are genuinely problematic because there can be microbial growth associated with acne. And so, yes, you can utilize silver hydrosol topically. There's no problem there. And in that way, if there's a microbial growth there, you will address it and eradicate it. But for me, it's a systemic internal issue. If you're dealing with acne, you have a systemic internal issue that is digestive upset, gastrointestinal imbalances, microbial floral imbalances. You may have candida albicans. So Phil writes me, my 19-year-old daughter is dealing with severe acne. Her diet, for the most part, is good, working towards getting better. Any suggested resource she might look into? Well, of course, listening to the Robert Scadabelle Show would be helpful. I look to restoring integrity of the gastrointestinal tract. Now, we can do that through utilizing the Alta Health products. They have the powdered tea that you can get called CanGest. And you can get that through Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. That alone may or may not be enough. Over time, it will be enough. But I want to get the probiotics in, so whether you do Dr. O'Hara's probiotics or something to replenish the integrity therein, there are also some homeopathic medicines that will help, because a lot of the acne is gastrointestinally related. And one of the first remedies I would use, in fact, is a stomach gastro remedy called Nux Vomica. Yes, don't be freaked out because it's the poison nut, but in homeopathic form, 10X, 12X, 15X, whatever you can get, Nux Vomica is a great starting point. I also look to Leadum. Oftentimes you'll see severe acne is indicating the homeopathic medicine known as Leadum, L-E-D-U-M. There are a few others, including Antimonium Crudum. This is a funny name, Ant Crude for short, A-N-T period, C-R-U-D period for short. And as well, Arsenicum Album can play a very good role here. One other I'd like to mention is sulfur iodatum. Sulfur iodatum. I'll try to get them up in the notes because I didn't know this was coming in. This actually came in right prior to the show or during the show to address acne. But utilizing these things internally while utilizing the silver hydrosol to heal the tissue topically is a great way to go for acne and other eczemas, including psoriasis, which is always a systemic issue, a terrain issue. So we want to restore integrity to the terrain of the body, and in this way, we can get to the bottom of why acne is excessive, because acne can be a normal part of the oil production in a child moving through puberty. And, of course, then we talk about hygiene, cleanliness. We don't want to overclean. But at the same time, if you let the oils collect the dirt and debris that get trapped there, then you have microbial growth, inflammation, etc., the traditional whiteheads, blackheads, etc., in that regard. Silver will address it topically, but internally, systemically, we've got to restore integrity to the gastrointestinal system. Now, we have some more questions here, and I want to talk about the radiation issue in a little while, but I want to preview what we have coming up. My dear friend, Bill Stanton, he is a fireball. He has been at this for so many years. He's up in the Atlanta area, a dear friend. He's been on, in fact, he's probably one of the guests I have on that has been on the longest, most frequently over the years. Back when I started on the air in 1999, this guy was there. And he is a wonderful resource, a dear friend, a wonderful man. And if you're anywhere in the Atlanta area, we'll let you know how you can plug into his, not only his knowledge base, but the tools he has access to help you recover from a lot of things that ail you, from the energetic realm, from the quantum realm. Because healing is more than just physiology, although we have to focus on our physiological needs here. And we do that. We address that. But in many ways, so much of, let's say, the burden or the blockage happens on an energetic level that we want to embrace and interact with, if you will. Because it's part of what our body utilizes. In fact, it's the essence of our body, energy. Are we not energy itself? Are we not manifesting because of the energy that we get from the food through digestion that is released as energy? So what's the problem with utilizing energy in energy state? So we're going to talk energy healing and more coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you'd like to be a part of it, the phone number, 800-259-5791. We'll be back with my dear friend Bill Stanton and a lot of healing that you won't hear anywhere else in media. We'll be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, you wonder why we're in flu season? Why the fall and winter months flu season? It's not just about the seasonal shift, the weather shift, but it really extends from Halloween through the Super Bowl, when everybody indulges and overindulges and stresses and destroys its gastrointestinal integrity, and all bets are off. You don't have to catch flu. You create it from within. And, of course, those enough stupid enough to get a flu shot are asking for disaster. That's a whole other story. But right now, to ramp it up even further for good health and healing and health freedom, it's my good friend, Bill Stanton. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott, it's great to be back with you.
Always, always great to have you on board here. And we talk about, just briefly, the influenza. They're talking about the militarization of a flu strain in a deadly bioterrorism experiment. And I'm thinking here, you know, the greatest bioterrorism experiment has been the influx of GM foods, genetically modified foods, along with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, colorings, additives, preservatives, flavorings, destroying our gastrointestinal and immune integrity long before they tried to militarize a flu strain.
Well, it just seems like every time the government and the medical establishment comes out with something, it gets worse. Everything is experimental. All these GMO foods out there that nobody knows they're buying have been shown in multiple studies to create infertility and cause all kinds of bodily damage. And, of course, the insecticides we're eating in food, the herbicides, the poor nutrition itself, and, you know, these modified vaccine strains, it's Frankenstein all over again. Now, it's just one big experiment on what's going to happen to everybody eating all this stuff and taking all these vaccines and these mutated viruses.
And of course, Bill, they don't want to label the GMO foods because they know if they did, the American people would by and large reject them.
You know, I just sent out an email today on this to my group. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line was that even though they're determined to not full disclose and never have fully disclosed GMO foods so that everybody out there buying the genetically modified foods don't know it, there is a PLU code on all these foods that will actually tell you if it's genetically modified or not. I don't know if you've heard about this or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want you to let everybody know that code so when they look at their produce, et cetera, you'll know right away whether it's genetically modified.
Well, if the PLU code has four numerals, it's regular USDA inorganic. But if it's five digits, then if it's preceded with an 8, it's organic. If it's preceded by a 9, it would be genetically modified.
Yeah, well, again, these are the secret codes they don't want you to read. They won't label them that way, but you can unlock the codes when you pay attention and, you know, listen to the new media, whether you're reading natural news every day or listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show 6 days
right.
a week. And Bill Stan's got a nice little email alert list that he puts out there, which is great, and always born of the passion you have for health freedom and getting people well, because you and I both been through the mill in our life to get back to where we could be healthy enough to function.
And it is imperative, especially for your listeners, it is imperative for everybody in the United States to understand that we have been for 40 or 50 years now have been poisoned with the residues of all these farm chemicals in our food and now the genetically modified food. And it's up to everybody to understand this because, for example, when the CDC did needle fat biopsy studies on body fat of average Americans, the average Americans got 148 environmental chemicals in their body fat. Now, what does this really mean? And further than that, if mathematically you do the mathematical permutations of every interaction of every chemical in your body with every other chemical, it's just like taking two safer drugs together in combination, but together, synergistically, they can create, you know, a severe reaction or death. And most recently, the CDC has come back with urine and blood studies to show that the average American has 210 chemicals in their body fat. So what we're dealing with is an X unknown, because nobody in medicine and nobody in government is saying anything about why we're having pandemic cancer and pandemic autoimmune disease now, and all these effects that people are having that cannot be diagnosed. It's all coming from the food and water and all these chemicals that are generating all these disorders and disease that nobody knows. It's a travesty. We have to do something about it. But what can we do? Oh, I'm with you, but...
All right, I'm back. All right, sorry, guys.
It may be my phone. I don't know.
No, Bill, you're good. We just got booted off for a moment. It's one of those technical live difficulties that we have from time to time. I appreciate you just carrying on like the trooper that you are.
Well, yeah, I hope I'm not getting paranoid that I'm being surveilled by the government.
Well, you know, listen, Bill, you've been at it for many years. You've helped too many people. Now it's time, right?
Yeah, well, I keep thinking, when is it going to happen? You know.
Yes. Well, yeah. Exactly. But no, you know, this is the thing about what's happening now, and to greater or lesser degrees, it can be argued in either sense. I mean, some say we're going to hell in a handbasket. Others saying this is the opportunity for a major consciousness shift. And I've been of the opinion, so to speak, that we have to suffer in our own lives in order to be motivated enough to wake up. Like the illnesses you suffered early on and that I suffered early on in my life, mm-hmm. that motivated me to learn the things that I do, to have the courage of the convictions that we have here to stand up for this freedom and to not cower in the darkness and be afraid. They're more afraid, in fact, in reality, of the wake up of people getting healthy and seeing through the lies of the so-called government pharmaceutical media complex. And this is what indeed is happening, although there's a lot of suffering in order to get there.
And nobody is really being told the truth when they're being diagnosed by the doctors, because they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
They simply do not get it, and everything is cursory, everything is on the surface. Nobody in medicine is paying any attention to the fact that Albert Einstein School of Medicine proved that the umbilical cords of newborns contain 297 environmental chemicals, and this was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying attention to anything that's relevant to what's causing disease.
Well, they are here.
All pharmaceutical now, in-state treatments.
They are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we take it to another level of healing. Bill Stanton is my guest this hour. We might hear from Chris Barr in a little while as well. We'll talk detoxification. We're going to talk radiation as well. The impact, the invisible impact, is very real. What to do about it? Stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll let you know.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 28th, so call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Our email here, and I'll ask Bill Stanton, my guest, about this as well. He says, I started listening to your show recently, caught a bit about nuclear power. Jimmy Carter used to say nuclear, right? I think one of the Bushes did, too. Nuclear. Can you say that? I had listened to a GE engineer sponsored by the John Birch Society back in the early 80s about nuclear energy, about all the benefits, how it was recyclable. The future of nuclear energy looked promising. The possibility of mini reactors powering our homes and vehicles for pennies a day. Yeah, like Doc in the Back to the Future thing, right? The last thing the rulers would want is his subjects to be self-sufficient. Would like to know more from your perspective. Of course, the most horrific way to boil water is to basically refine uranium and pull out the most toxic metal known to man, substance, uranium, and make it even more toxic with half-lives of thousands of years, and then unleash it on the world with no way to so-called recycle it. So there's a lot of misinformation on there. It's completely corporatist in its development. It couldn't come out of the free market because it would be so cost prohibitive to produce it. And, of course, the so-called carbon footprint, if you want to get into that, is brutal in the production of the plants that then basically boil water with radiation. And now we're dealing with a disaster because of Fukushima, with background levels of radiation happening up worldwide here in America as well in the food supply. And Bill Stan's here to confirm that. With the testing he has done on many people since this has occurred, we have got a major radiation disaster. It's the unseen challenge to our health now, in addition to everything else we've been dealing with, Bill.
I think that's true, and it's a silent but deadly issue. I've seen an increase in radioactive isotope poisoning in my clients through my testing, especially strontium 90 and cesium 137, and even plutonium. It is at higher levels in the atmosphere now since Fukushima, and I don't think there's any question that our food supply has been poisoned, and everybody needs to take precaution, because you can't stop eating. You have to keep eating. Even no matter what you're eating, you got to eat something. And the food chain has been radioactively poisoned. If you eat strontium 90, for example, the half-life is 29 years. If you eat cesium-137, it's 30 years. That means that only half of what is degraded in that period of time, then you need another 29 or 30 years for half of what's left. So you're going to live and die with these radioactive isotopes, which are going to generate cancers and leukemias and lymphomas unless you get them out of your body. And
yes,
there are ways to detoxify these radioactive isotopes, including bentonite clay baths, using zeolite as a supplement, and possibly even the undenatured whey protein as a glutathione supplement. But everybody needs to go ahead, no matter whether you get testing or not, to take these precautions and do these detoxifications to get these radioactives out of your body before they generate cancer.
Well, last hour we were talking about increasing selenium intake, because that will bind out as well, and that enhances the ability without which we don't produce the glutathione that we also want to enhance, in this case, metallothionines, etc.
Right.
And so the selenium becomes very critical. Sea vegetation that is not from the Pacific around Japan is also another important aspect, because it contains a high amount of minerals, including selenium, and a food form. So there are things that can be done. You mentioned the zeolite as well. As far as getting something that's validated, verified, that's another important aspect.
Yeah, and the seaweeds are particularly good because, for example, kelp has a high content of what is called sodium alginate, which detoxifies radiation through the gut only. It's just like a radioactive absorbent. It's like an absorbent sponge. So eating seaweeds or taking kelp or taking sodium alginate capsules is also another safe way to ensure that you are slowly removing these radioactives out of your body. And furthermore, if you lived around a nuclear power plant, if you live in that general vicinity, it's likely that you may have also been exposed
We got to take a break, and yeah, everybody is being exposed. We'll talk more about nuclear radiation detoxification and other healing things you won't hear anywhere else in the media, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More with Bill Stanton after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, weekly is not enough of the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can get your fix 6 days a week. That's right. 6 days. 5 additional days to this broadcast that kicks off the week every week here on GCN. And Monday through Friday on the Natural News Radio Network with Mike Adams and the crew there. And I'm grateful to be able to get this out 6 days a week. That's still not enough. 2 hours, 6 days a week, not enough. But we do our level best to get it out. We got Bill Stanton returning here. I was talking some radiation. This is a bizarre story. We'll get Chris Barr in on this soon, too. But insomnia drug for middle-of-the-night wakers approved by FDA. Quote from the article, the first insomnia drug for people who wake up in the middle of the night and then have trouble getting back to sleep has been approved by the U.S. Fear and Death Administration. Now, where is the wake up an hour before the alarm goes off drug? Or how about the wake up on Saturday because you thought it was Friday and want to sleep in on your day of drug? It's crazy, especially when we know the reason why people are waking up in the middle of the night. Let them have it, Bill.
Well, you know, sooner or later, everybody's going to be on 15 or 20 or 30 drugs a day, given there's a drug for every little thing there is. But in reality, those who are waking up in the middle of the night are waking up because they had a blood sugar drop to the point where enough adrenaline was stimulated by the adrenal system in order to pull the blood sugar back up. It's called, in medical terminology, it's called nocturnal hypoglycemia. And there is no drug for that.
Imagine that.
If you're going to eat high glycemic index carbohydrates in the evening, which is going to cause the drop in blood sugar that's going to wake you up, is stop eating refined and high glycemic index carbohydrates that you don't have these wide blood sugar swings when you're asleep, because that's the cause. It's not a drug deficiency. It's caused by high glycemic index carbohydrates dropping your blood sugar in the middle of the night.
Well, let's tell people what they should be taking before they go to bed. Christopher Barr, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You are also on with our good friend Bill Stanton.
Hey, it's great to be on with Bill.
Hi, Chris. Good to see you.
Great, Bill. Hey, you know, if people had all the chromium in their system that they're supposed to have, they wouldn't even have those drop-offs, even if they're... I tell people there's good news and bad news about whole food chromium. The good news is it works even if you don't change your diet, and that's the bad news. It works even if you insist on eating badly. It'll stop those lows from happening. We usually talk about chromium for lowering high blood sugar, but it actually regulates blood sugar. So people who are hypoglycemic will actually get better and faster results with not having hypoglycemia by taking whole food chromium than a diabetic will have in reducing it.
Yeah, and you know, I believe that, as you know, Chris, everybody is deficient in chromium because of the refined diet. So I highly agree with your recommendation that simple, easy, safe, non-addicting chromium can balance sugars in high or low and also prevent these wide swings in the middle of the night that are the whole reason for the FDA even coming up with a drug like this. But they would never get to the source of the problem. They're always going to treat the end-stage symptom with the drug no matter what. And you know that too, Scott, that everything is a drug now. So
I don't want to take away from Bill's point, though, because Bill's right. You shouldn't be eating those high-glycemic refined foods at all. Chromium allows you to cheat if you get the right form and the right amount, but better not to cheat and then get even more value from whole food chromium.
Well, and that's what we were talking about this season. I mentioned you and I, Chris, had talked off the air last hour about the flu season being from Halloween to the Super Bowl because of everybody overindulging and abusing their gastrointestinal system, depleting minerals, depleting GTF chromium, etc., resulting in aberrant things that they end up blaming on a virus which may or may not even be the cause.
Yeah, there's little or no flu before Halloween, and there's little or no flu after the Super Bowl. What a coincidence that people's overeating refined processed foods and overconsumption of foods in general is right at the same time as people getting a flu, a stomach issue, saying, please stop abusing me, I can't take this anymore.
Yeah,
all these refined carbohydrates and all these spikes in blood sugar are highly immunosuppressive and just lay open somebody for a passing virus. If they would control their blood sugars, I appreciate you agreeing with me, Chris, on this issue, because this is really my hot button, is the refined carbohydrate diets. It's really been the ticket to the medical establishment making so much money, because everybody's sick from refined carbohydrates and chromium and selenium deficiency.
Exactly. Hey, guys, hang in there. We're about to go to a break here. We're going to come back with a moment of duh as well. I'll have both Chris and Bill chime in on that. We'll have some fun to wrap up the show today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Don't worry if you missed anything. It'll rebroadcast all week through GCNLive.com, as well as you can catch it Monday through Friday live at the Robert Scott Bell Show site through NaturalNewsRadio.com. Stay with us. Lots more healing to wrap up the show this week with Chris Barr and Bill Stanton after this.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com.
Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Cranking it up for health, freedom, liberty all over this land. Christopher Barr is here. Bill Stanton is here, having a great time. And, you know, guys, sometimes there are studies done. You know, we like science here. We do. But some of the science is so ridiculous and it's so ludicrous. You wonder, who paid for this? And, of course, it's wintertime. They're warning us against flu and this. And there's another wintertime danger. Somebody studied it, found out. But it is so obvious, it can only be today's
of duh.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Is it a flu virus? Is it another drug from the FDA? No. A new study says that snow shoveling can kill the middle-aged. Yes, you Canadians up there. This is out of Kingston, Ontario. Plenty of anecdotal evidence to show that snow shoveling is linked to heart attacks, but Canadian researchers, now they've confirmed it. Guys, what's going on up in Canada? Snow shoveling and heart attacks? Anybody have an idea here?
Oh, I think it just indicates how bad the diets have been for a lifetime, that men are so clogged up in their coronary arteries and don't know it until they do something extreme like show snubbing, and then they realize the end is near.
Yeah.
To me, all it means is we need to change the diet.
Well, no, they say, Bill, you need to take four or more cardiac medications. That's the only way you'll survive snow shoveling.
Well, of course, you know, all the FDA wants to do is to obfuscate the underlying cause of everything that's wrong with people, which is the refined carbohydrate diet with drugs. And you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Chris, what do you think? I mean, add to the equation here. We know that people that don't exercise, don't eat well, and suddenly they go into, you know, intense exercise in the winter, asking for trouble. I mean, it should be a moment of duh, should it not?
Well, it's not the snow shoveling that's causing the heart attack. It's the refined, processed foods not providing the nourishment to go out and do the simple physical exercise that is actually beneficial. Again, the snow shoveling isn't killing them. It's the shape of their body because of the lousy diet with no nutrition in it that is causing their death when they then provoke the body with some actual activity that is good for them. Except for the absence of the raw materials to support the infrastructure of the body, i.e. nutrition. Nutrients.
Yeah. Well, and we talk about the basics, the selenium, the chromium. We talked about the silica helping the integrity, the vascular elasticity and integrity and strength. We talked about other minerals that are deficient, magnesium, etc. And, of course, the overemphasis on calcium, which is creating potentially more calcification of the arteries.
Hey, you know, probably most of these people in this study, they weren't exercisers to begin with. Because if you are a regular exerciser, I would predict that something like this wouldn't happen even if you aren't on the right diet, because you'd still be fit and you'd still have a lot clearer arteries than if you just out of the clear blue, you know, go out there and do some form of extreme exercise and then it kills you.
Mm. Go ahead, so, Chris.
Ditto to what Bill said. If you're having regular physical, I'm not talking about having to spend 30 minutes a day at the gym, although that's fine, but just regularly, daily being active, not just sitting on the couch or doing nothing, then if you're regularly active, you're not going to have a problem, even if you're not well nourished, from going out and shoveling some snow.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, this is a good thing to know, of course, these basics. Also, if we talk about cardiovascular issues, of course, we in homeopathy, we have the Crataegus, which is the Latin name for the hawthorn berry. I mean, there's no hospital that's saying, hey, pump up full of hawthorn berry.
Probably anybody that's going out to shovel should either take Crataegus homeopathic or else take a couple of capsules of hawthorn berry, you know, before they go out, because this dilates your coronary arteries so that you're going to get more oxygen, at least. Of course, if you cut loose some plaque and it ends up in your heart, then you're dead. So it just means that you shouldn't have eaten the way you did for a lifetime and not exercise, because these it may seem trite, but these are the two real issues. Eat whole natural food and exercise daily.
Go ahead, Chris.
And faster and better strength from Dr. Christopher's Hawthorn Berry Heart Syrup, so you get an even more active form and even quicker working in the body. And it tastes good besides that.
And, you know, Dr. Christopher, since you brought him up, he proved and he used, and so have I, and it does work, cayenne and liquid cayenne to abort a heart attack in progress. And if people that are prone, that have heart disease, are prone to heart attacks, would keep liquid cayenne in their medicine cabinet or this the heart syrup, then they could have an immediate offset. By the time they got to the hospital, they could just turn around and come back home again.
Hmm.
That's how effective it is. I've seen it work.
That's so great, Bill. They should be talking about that with this study. Hey, if you're going to go shovel snow, take your liquid cayenne with you, because absolutely, that'll stop a heart attack in its tracks
yes.
the majority of the time. I mean, right now, stop it.
Hey, by the way, guys, you know, we're just got a couple of minutes or less left here. Upcoming World AIDS Day, you know, I always do a very special broadcast around that time. We'll be going live on that. More information coming out every day about the bogusness of the HIV tests themselves, that they don't detect what can't be detected because they've never even isolated. It's getting worse and worse for the AIDS establishment.
And we've been talking about selenium today, and even Dr. Montagnier, given the Nobel Prize for this bogus HIV, even he noted that antioxidants in selenium will reverse HIV. AIDS.
Yeah. The immune deficiency.
So
yeah.
Even if you need to take 2 milligrams or more a day, because it's perfectly safe. Dr. Ravisi used as much as 10 milligrams to treat cancer. Not micrograms, we're talking milligrams. And the selenium is the key to this whole process, because everybody that is tested positive or negative, everybody is selenium deficient, and everybody needs to supplement with selenium because they're not going to get in the diet, and this is the classic case, the HIV controversy.
Hey, now, Bill, real quick.
Selenium deficient.
Bill, real quick, your phone number for everybody to get.
678-344-7338.
Thank you, Bill Stanton. Thank you, Chris Barr, for rocking the health world with me today. We've got lots more broadcasting, starting with Advanced Medicine Monday tomorrow on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In the meantime, remember this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.